Well, good afternoon, and thank you for joining me. It's Evan Bray and the Evan Bray Show. Although I will tell you, you really lose control of your show when a polka band comes into the studio, and that's exactly what has happened here today. I've been promoting the fact throughout the show that we were going to be having a visit with Walter Ostinick, the great Canadian polka musician. He is a legend in Canada, and I'm so glad, Walter, to have you in studio.
I'm a legend in my own mind.
90 years young, happy belated. You just turned 90.
Thank you.
Gosh, you got a firm shake. You got a strut in your stride. You're doing great.
And not walking very good, but again.
Well, you I'm came in here. Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did.
My brain's still working pretty good.
Well, we're very, very happy to have you. And you came with an entourage. You are a true rock star if you come with an entourage of people. We've got Brian Sklar, who is well known to many people, and glad to have Brian here. We've got Donnie Young. By the way, Brian is going to be playing keyboards. We got Donnie Young on the drums, and we've got Todd Lewick on banjo. And so thank you for joining us here. What brings you to Saskatchewan, Walter?
Well, this is my last farewell tour. Now, there's not going to be another one. This is it.
This is your last farewell.
If anybody wants to come and see me this weekend, Friday and Saturday, Danceland, Manitou Beach.
Yeah. What a great hall that is.
And I've been there for many, many years.
Yeah.
This is my 30th anniversary coming to Saskatchewan.
Is that right? And you're saying this is the last time?
Definitely, because I can't walk good.
But you love our province, though, Walter.
I love it.
Yeah. And we love you. You already signed our Hall of Fame out here, which I was happy for. Yeah. How did you get started on the accordion? That doesn't seem like
it's a long story, so maybe I better just say, my mother and father were very poor and never smiled very much working. Mm-hmm. But once a year, they had friends over to our house. And they'd come on Saturday, 3 o'clock, and not leave till Sunday, 6 o'clock. Now, they were dancing, laughing, joking, eating. I mean, the thing is, all that was happening, I had no brothers, no sisters. Mm-hmm. I was sitting there by myself, and they had one guy playing an accordion in the corner. And he made everybody that, when he played, he made everybody happy. Uh-huh. I was probably 4 years old when that happened.
Yeah.
And that was right there that I wanted to be an accordion player.
That's when you did, four-year-old Walter.
That's when it started. But I never got an accordion till I was 8.
But that's a big instrument for a
young child. No, but I played a button accordion first.
Okay.
Yeah, my father bought it in St. Catharines, Ontario. And it took 4 years, me coaxing my father. And he finally paid $75 for it.
Who taught you? Who was your music?
I learned by myself. At first, I had a boarder that was living at our house.
Yeah.
And he knew how to play a little bit. And he showing me different things. And then my mother used to sing to me.
Yeah.
And then we lived on a farm. And then we moved to the town in Thorold. And I started playing with the guys and went to school in Thorold. And they said, Walter, that accordion's okay. Why don't you get your mother and father to get you a piano accordion?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to bug my mother and father, and they got me one. And I started taking lessons, and that's where it all started.
Wow. Walter Ostinick is my guest in studio, along with an entourage of musicians. So listen, I'm hoping that we can get you to play a couple of tunes for us.
We'll find out what happens.
Because you guys are all geared up here. Yeah. So what are you going to play for us first?
Well, you know, the thing is, Frankie Yankovic was my hero.
Okay.
And he's still my hero today. And the thing is, we're going to play his Just Because he made a million selling record on Just Because.
Okay, let's hear it.
So in his memory, especially for him.
The great Walter Ostinick and Band. just happened in the studio. The great Walter Ostinic, Canada's Polka King, in the studio with us. Brian Sklar, Todd Lewick, and Donnie Young, thank you guys as well. In fact, Brian, I want to bring you into this for a second because you actually are going to be part of Danceland, the music and the enjoyment and the dancing that's happening tomorrow night and Saturday night. And I'm guessing you have to buy tickets for that?
Yep. And tickets are available from Danceland, of course. Go to danceland.ca on the web or call 306-946-2743 or just come to the door.
Yeah.
But there will be...
Bring money.
Oh, bring money. That's right. We're going to have CDs available for sale, pictures of Walter and his Speedo. It's going to be a big deal. I'm the guy that brought Walter
That's
and Frankie
right.
together in 95.
He's a culprit.
We did a movie called Frankie and Walter One More Time, and plug it a little bit. It's on YouTube in four different segments.
Love it.
It was the last thing Yankovic ever did, and I'm so glad that we did it because we had the two kings together on the road in Saskatchewan in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And we pulled it off.
40 below.
Well, that sounds like a Saskatchewan story right there.
That was a warm weekend.
Walter, I mean, let's look at a couple of things here. 21 nominations for Grammy Awards. You won three.
Yes,
three Grammys.
That's 21 nominations, three only Grammys. Won three. He's just a loser.
The thing is that Frankie Yankovic only won one. I won three.
Wow.
So Jimmy Sturr won 18.
Oof.
He's number one, but they can take the category out. There's no more poker category.
Why do they do that?
Don't ask me, but it's gone.
Because if
so
he had
now,
one more, he'd
as long
more.
As I live, I'm second best.
Hey, I said this was your entourage. I'm starting to think it's your peanut gallery that's in here with us. More than 50 albums.
Yeah, 106.
What? 106 albums?
Si, senor.
You were on with Johnny Carson.
I was on the Grand Ole Opry.
Yep.
I was on the Johnny Carson show. I was on a Phil Donahue show with Frankie Yankovic, with Lawrence Welk.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm looking at the people you've collaborated with. The list is too long to list them all. Oakridge Boys, Ronnie Millsap, Mel Tillis, Brenda Lee.
Yeah.
Big names.
Yeah, and a lot more, too. I'm on the same show with them.
Yeah.
We did their own thing, and we did our own thing. Yeah.
But you've always stayed true to polka music. What is it about that you
love? Well, that's what I love, and that's what I do. You know, the thing
you
is...
You ever branch into country music or anything?
Well, I love country music.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
that's
like
Brian's
it.
Brian's big thing.
I don't like it. I love it. But that's George Jones.
Yeah.
You know, Ronnie Millsap. You know, George Strait.
You can understand.
Yeah. The thing is that, like Johnny Cash, I tell people I met Johnny Cash. I met Tommy Cash. A lot of people didn't know that he had a brother that sang.
Wow.
And also John Carter Cash, which is the son of Johnny Cash.
Wow.
And I got pictures with everybody.
It's amazing.
I even have a picture with Taylor Swift.
Do you have highlights? You've had such a good career, Walter. Do you have highlights?
Thousands of pictures.
Yes.
I always say each picture is 1,000 words.
Are you and I getting a picture before you leave?
Absolutely.
Okay. I look
forward
to it.
You got a nice jacket on, too.
Which, you know, I don't know why I do that. It's a radio game.
I
no one sees it anyway.
You know what? It looks good.
Okay.
Walter, I used to work in a clothing store.
You're a haberdasher.
Oh, yeah.
As well as being a polka king. Walter Ostinic is my guest, a great Canadian polka musician who has all kinds of accolades. Can we get one more song? We got time for one
Absolutely.
More song.
Can I here. Also say I have the Order of Canada?
Oh, yes, I saw
have,
that.
Yeah, Walkway of Fame. And now, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to get the King's Award.
Wow. The King's Coronation.
They're bringing it to my area. Yeah.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
Also well-deserved.
You know what? I just love what I do.
I just love how, you came in here and sat down. You're so easy to talk to. You're a down-to-earth fella. This doesn't feel like I'm talking to this, famous person.
You want to know something? I never thought I was famous. I was just an ordinary guy with everybody. Brian knows that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm no different now, and that's the way I'll die.
Just an ordinary guy with the Order of Canada and three Grammys.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm no better than anybody else.
Okay, Walter, let's give us, what are you going to play for us
here? We're going to do, I would say, let's do Roll Out the Barrel.
Good idea.
Now, can we do it in entirety?
Well, how long is it in its entirety?
We got 17 minutes. No. Just kidding. No, just an old
four. Hour. Four minutes?
Roll out the barrel.
What a way to end the show. Could we end the show like this every day? Walter Ostinick, this has been outstanding. I am so appreciative that you would give us a half an hour of your
time. It's our pleasure.
I know you've got a busy schedule.
That's never too busy.
Thanks again, Brian Sklar, Todd Lewick, Donnie Young. Thank you. Are you guys performing at Dance Line?
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. This is the skeleton of the band.
There's a bunch more. That's going to be me pretty soon, the skeleton.
What time does the dancing fire up on tomorrow night?
3 o'clock. It's a polka fest.
So it's afternoon.
Tommy Reinhart's the warm-up act. He'll go on at 3. We'll be going on at 4, and we'll be swapping sets until the end of the evening, which I believe is 11 o'clock.
And I said it earlier, but what a beautiful facility, too. Danceland, that hall is almost 100 years old.
Matter of fact, the lady that owns Danceland, I didn't even recognize her. She took me out for supper last night, and she really looked good. I mean, I didn't even know when she rapped on my door.
Walter, you never and know. It might be not only that, but
she's driving a brand new Cadillac, and it's a beautiful one.
We're not getting paid enough, Walter.
That's okay.
Walter, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's our pleasure.
It's great to have you. Walter Ostinek and crew here. And you can catch them at Danceland tomorrow and on Saturday. And you can check out their website or give them a call if you're interested in booking tickets. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. We did a lot of things today, including having a little polka fest in the studio. How about that? Walter Ostinick, great Canadian polka musician. He is Canada's polka king, and he was live in studio with three other great musicians, and they are playing at Danceland tomorrow and on Saturday, and no doubt that place will be packed. Walter, 90 years old. Boy, you wouldn't know it. He's so spry. You can tell he's a real character. But he's saying this is going to be his last trip to Saskatchewan. So if you want to check it out, you're definitely going to want to get in on that. And we named a new Pope today, too. We covered that live. We had the mayors on from Saskatoon and Regina. We talked about a lot of things. And tomorrow, we're not done yet. Friday tomorrow, which means we've got a full show for you, including a former chief of staff for Prime Minister of Canada, Derek Burney, also Canada's ambassador to the United States. That's how we start the conversation tomorrow morning. And then we build from there, bugs and hugs and everything that comes with a Friday show. So join us starting at 8:30 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.